1320 WILS. Great to have you here. So we're hearing on college campuses, you know, there are safe spaces and all kinds of ways to make sure students feel comfortable. Well, one group of students, well, they're not going through the same experience. In fact, Jewish students on campuses are facing threats like they have never before. One case involves the San Francisco State University, where a group of students and community members are now suing the college for fostering a climate of anti-Semitism. Jacob Mandel is with us. He is a former student at San Francisco State University, and attorney Amanda Berman is with us also. Amanda and Jacob, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Jacob, I want to start with your experience. Now, what exactly happened on campus for you as a Jewish student?
Well, we were treated as essentially second-class students. We weren't allowed to have the same rights as other groups on campus simply because of the fact that we are Jewish. And whenever we would go out and fill out... I'm sorry?
Give me an example. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, for when we were going to have Mayor Barkat, the mayor of Jerusalem, come to the campus, we were blocked repeatedly and given the runaround on getting a room for the mayor to come and speak in. And any group on campus who's a registered student organization is entitled to have a free space on campus to host any event that they want, so long as they submit the permits on time. We gave the university well in advance notice, and they gave us the runaround. And eventually they forced us into an off-campus space, which we were forced to pay for, even though as a registered student organization, we're entitled to a free room.
Now, why would the university do that?
Well, it's not really for me to speculate as to why the university will do that. If you read the complaint, you'll see the university, some university officials were concerned that the protests would be so disruptive that it would cause too much of a scene on the campus. And unfortunately, that's not a reason for the university to block our freedom of speech to be able to have whatever speaker that we want on our campus.
Amanda Berman also with us here on WILS. Amanda, as an attorney on the case, what are the prospects of the case itself for you?
In terms of the possibility of success, of
yeah,
a victory, you're asking?
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, we feel pretty good about it. I have to say, I think anyone who reads the complaint feels that the allegations are very troubling and that they're pretty well backed up. And you know, we're confident in the evidence that we have to support all of the allegations. The legal analysis has been vetted with some of the best constitutional attorneys in the country, and we feel very confident. And it's unfortunate, I'll tell you, that we're in this place where we have to bring a lawsuit where things are so bad as they are in the complaint that it really does rise to a violation of law.
So is there documentation as to why the university was behaving this way?
Just with regard to the rooms you're talking about?
Yeah,
for the Barkat event,
on that particular issue, yeah.
There is, in fact, documentation, and it seems pretty clear from their internal communications that we got from a California Public Records Act request that they were concerned about the disruption on campus that would occur because they were anticipating exactly what was going to happen when the mayor came to campus. And so, in a sense, they were punishing the Jewish students for hosting the mayor instead of saying the Jewish students have a First Amendment constitutionally protected right to host whomever they like as long as that person is not inciting immediate violence or otherwise. And it's up to us as a university to protect that right. Mm-hmm. If we're anticipating a disruption of some sort that's going to be a problem for the campus community, then we should take action in advance to ensure that disruption doesn't occur.
It's a lawsuit against the San Francisco State University. Jacob Mandel, former student, Amanda Berman, attorney, right here on WILS. So, Jacob, when it comes to the actual atmosphere towards you, towards other Jewish students, how would you describe the way you're treated?
We were very scared, and I can speak for myself that I was scared to be a Jew on campus. I wear a Star of David necklace around my neck every day, and getting close to the school, you know, I would tuck it into my T-shirt, or I would tuck it into my collar, somewhere where it wouldn't be seen. I was afraid to be publicly identified as Jewish, and I know that a lot of other students were also very scared to do that.
And who are the perpetrators then? I mean, who's targeting Jewish students exactly?
Besides the administration, it is the General Union of Palestinian Students and the Ethnic Studies Department.
And how big
of a... This lawsuit is specifically about the university's action in fomenting anti-Semitism from the highest levels and in sanctioning the behavior of groups that are, you know, actively intimidating and threatening Jewish students.
I'm curious.
Correct. And I want to make it really clear that this lawsuit is in no way targeting the students who were protesting the event. I support their right to free speech. And this lawsuit is in no way targeting those students. It is targeting the administration for treating us as unequally to everybody else.
Okay. Did you make the administration aware of how you felt in terms of being, you know, feeling potentially threatened on campus?
Very much so. I mean, you can read it in the complaint. There were many, many times where I would come up to administrative officials and I would say, you know, what's going on? These students are violating my rights. And the best phrase I always got was, oh, don't worry about it. We're handling it. And I filed two formal complaints with the California State University system called EO 1097, both of which were ignored. One of them specifically had to do with this incident with Mayor Barkat at SF State. And the second one had to do with myself being nearly assaulted on the campus. The administration essentially ignored both of those claims.
What do you mean nearly assaulted? What happened there?
A student from the Palestinian student group on campus attempted to get me to hit him. I was walking on the campus, and he stopped right in front of me in order to try to get me to push him down so it would appear as if I was the one who pushed him down. He scowled at me, and that was not the only time where I was threatened on campus, but that was one of the only times that I filed a formal complaint.
Mm-hmm. Did that do anything?
They ignored, and they were extremely, as the administration has been with everything that we filed with them, they were extremely dismissive.
Huh. Now, when you talk to other Jewish students on campus, is there any feeling of you know, standing up or fighting back or not allowing this kind of behavior to intimidate you this way?
Well, to be quite honest with you, there's been ideas of how do we combat this anti-Semitism on the campus. And the one thing that's really unique about our group, and under my leadership as student president, I really, really pushed, is that we would never stoop to the level that Duff's and Ethnic Studies left to. We would never, ever, there has been no record, and there will never be any record of Jewish students disrupting anybody's event because we don't like it. Because Jewish students, we support the right to free speech, mm-hmm. and we would not be disrupting anybody's event, ever.
Attorney Amanda Berman also here on WILS. So, Amanda, do you think this will somehow change the university's attitudes somehow? Or?
It's certainly our goal. And if it's not possible to change the attitudes of the administration, then maybe the administration shouldn't be working at a federally funded state university. I mean, there's an obligation to respect and enforce the Constitution when you are responsible for the safety and academic freedom of every student on campus, regardless of their race, religion, national origin, ethnicity. So,
the goal is
institutional change.
I can't understand why an administration or a university would allow their own students to be intimidated this way. How do you make sense of it, Amanda?
Well, as Jake said, you know, it's not up to us to speculate as to what's in their minds. I don't know President Wong personally. I don't know Dean Begley personally, but I do know that they are treating Jewish students differently from everyone else on campus. So the listeners and the court and anyone else who's paying attention to this lawsuit will have to read the allegations and decide for themselves why the administration is acting the way they are. For our purposes, all we need to know is that Jewish students are treated differently.
Yeah. And Jacob, do you think things are going to get any better, not only at your own campus, but other campuses? Do you think, or is this a problem that's just going to continue?
Well, I can't speculate on other campuses as I never attended any other school besides SF State. But our goal in this lawsuit is to, yes, make it better for Jewish students and make it better for all students.
Yeah, but I guess when there's this kind of a hatred directed towards you, do you really imagine that changing because of what the administration does?
Yes, I think the administration, in a lot of ways, sanctioned the amount of animosity that we've gotten on campus by the lack of action that they've taken to protecting us. And by allowing the Mayor Barkat event to be disrupted, they essentially told the protesters that it's okay to trample on the rights of Jewish students. Mm-hmm. And that has given these protesters and the people from GUPS and Ethnic Studies a free pass. And they've said, the university has essentially said that we don't care what happens to Jewish students. And so this lawsuit will show them that they need to care.
Jacob Mandel and attorney Amanda Berman involved in this lawsuit against San Francisco State University, the lawsuit alleging that the public school has fostered a climate of anti-Semitism. Thank you both for joining us on WILS.
Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it.
We're coming right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.